KP, Kaulana Napua. Beautiful, glorious are the flowers, famous are the flowers, and we all have flowers within. So this is, wanted to do a short show today. This is December 2nd, 2020, and the current time here is 1723 in 24-hour time, 5:23 p.m., I felt strongly a message was coming to me over the past a day or so. There's one of the things that's coming up with all these things happening. I was driving back listening to the latest Rogue News 107 discourse, and you know, there's a process going on right now that is so very, for me, it's so very foreign. You know, a lot of things that are being taken down that that are not aligned with what I have been doing before and kind of what I've been looking at before. I'll call it, you know, not aligned with the prior pathways, and I'm not sure how to say that even, but it's kind of like there's a major, a lot of things happening that I think folks are becoming aware of, and maybe it's just me coming to my awareness about people and beings. You know, beings and structures, they can be governmental, they can be community, they can be these that are being taken out. And that whole thing is, you know, a lot of it is, you know, it's just very kind of disruptive. And it's sort of disruptive to the, you know, I'll call it the higher inner self. And it's very, very, to me, it's very, very, you know, I look at some of these things, and I looked at how we was talking yesterday, and yes, there's things that definitely have to be done. But for me, the bottom, the very major part of it is to remember to follow, you know, one's own inner guidance and you know, one's own path, one's own pathway. You know, we're not here, for me, I view this as we're not here to do everything. And it's like we are not the whole creature that's trying to take down this other creature or take out or dissolve or whatever it is. And when I listen to some of that Juan 07 interview or discourse, it was like I'm listening to some of his speech, and of course it's like, you know, it's just not for me not to listen to all that stuff. Things are happening, and there's a lot of people doing a lot of different things, but we don't have to be what other people are. We don't have to be the certain kind of warrior that maybe other people are. And honestly, I don't know if I'm a warrior. I don't feel like a warrior at all. And I'm an inner spiritual worker. But it was very clear to me that this is like, it just, oh my God, I can't keep trying to tune in with that. So it's fun to see that things are being addressed and taken down in the dark world. And I'm sure there's a lot of aspects that, are kind of like, that we're not seeing. We're not going to see it ever, perhaps. So, taking down that dark world is not necessarily pretty. And it's not necessarily something that, a lot of us who've been working in the energy field or the light working field or whatever you want to call it, that area, it really doesn't, it just doesn't apply. I would have to say that part of, my own mission appears to really look at all of it, in many cases, look at all of it, set aside what doesn't, what is not mine, and follow what is. So, and this changes over time. It changes over, it's changed quite a bit since the beginning of this blog in November of 2010. So, this whole thing has been just kind of a disruptive, I mean, I look at some of these things and I say, God, there's a lot of things going on. But to me, again, it's primary importance to follow, in my case, follow my own, what I consider higher inner guidance, and to follow my pathway, to follow my own pathway, and really not get caught up in, not get caught up in what might be exciting. Juan O'Savin's talking about this, or so-and-so's Charlie Ward's talking about that, and, General McInerney or so-and-so people are talking about these things, and it's kind of like they're talking like warriors, they're talking like generals, or they're talking about, like, people who want to kick some rear end, and it's like, I'm just, every once in a while, I'm just challenged by that stuff. I'm challenged by seeing it. And when I'm being challenged, that means it's something within me that I feel is to be addressed and perhaps to be released. So as I'm going through this, I'm not saying I'm going to post this, or I'm not saying I'm going to post that. I'm not going to say how much of this I'm going to post, or much of one person or another person, or I'm just not in that place. The blog, the blog has, I've always had the principle, basically followed the principle. I didn't write it down, but it's just that, what I get to post, what I get to post is what I post, and that's it. And that's an inner get. That's an inner get. So it's definitely something that I'm sure a lot of people, maybe some people would wonder about it. And they say, well, you need to put this out or put that out. And more people will be helped this way and that way. And I just kind of look at it and say, well, okay, that's not really. It's still always been that way. And I'm not going to, people cannot align with that, but that's what I align with. Right now, I'm not stressed out by a lot of physical things to do, a lot of 3D things to do. I'm just being very deliberate, just being very deliberate in the 3D. And I've talked to some other people about this too, and it's like just being very deliberate and just, kind of take things as they come. And so now I'm taking care of, like, tomorrow someone's coming over to look at the wonderful car that was got a message from the deer, and just to check the damage and you know, and how the insurance will cover it. So, but pardon me, it's kind of it's just a process, and it's not necessarily the 3D is not a lifetime affair for me. It's like most of my time I'm kind of spent in the mind, try and remain in the higher mind, but still there's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of 3D things to do. There's a lot of not necessarily papers right now, but decisions to be made and this and that. And today, you know, my main occupation was to today's mission was to remove and recycle a whole bunch of I'll just call it tons of cardboard boxes that have probably probably been around since the 70s or 80s, you know, who knows. These have been piling up downstairs, and so the other deal, the other part of that is, you know, I know that there probably has been some mold and mildew, you know, here and there, and those cardboard boxes I think are pretty good surfaces for that to form into. So one step at a time, it is happening. So I do believe that clearing out again of the old paradigm items is very important for now, and not have to put any pressure on it. It's just that it is very important, and that's for me, for myself. So it's really a path. It's really a wonderful path, and the house now is kind of set up relatively well. So, you know, I can do what I need to do. I can do what I want to do. I'm sleeping quite well. I'm getting a lot of dreams, a lot of different kinds of dreams, and I may put those out sometime. Just kind of what I've been getting, but there's a lot of we're all expanding. We're all expanding, and you know, it's very important to me that, again, expansion. Heaven to me is another word for expansion, expanding consciousness, expanding awareness. And in order to expand, you have to release what's holding that spirit bubble, if you want to call it, in place. So, hold on just a millisecond. So we'll see where this goes. I'm just going to keep this short today, and there's a couple videos I've seen, yes, and all this and all that, but I may put some of it up, I may not. But in the meantime, I guess my primary suggestion is to follow one's own higher inner guidance and follow one's own higher inner path. So it's different for everybody. So with that, we'll say aloha, and again with Kaulana Nā Pua. Aloha. Aloha. Aloha.